Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. Very much is happening right now on the world stage. I'm gonna bring some of it up today. But it's happening in a high rate, fast. And I'm just not, I don't have the time, but I will try my best. This week's first contestant is a high ABV ale from the Belgian brewery Brouwerij de Ranke in Wallonia, but bordering to the Flemish part of Belgium. I'm setting it up against itself.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first and only contestant this week is the Monastery Triple Beer Assortment, but not Trappist beer, Guldenberg, from the brewery de Ranke. Sorry, but however they can claim to be a monastery brewery is beyond me. They at least don't brew beers at a monastery, that is for sure. A triple is made with light candy sugar and light pilsner malt. The beer style originates from the 18th century and the alcohol content is high, often over 8% and even up to 10% in some cases. The ingredients in the Guldenberg beer assortment are water, barley malt, hop, candy sugar and yeast. The hop is of the sort Hallertau Mittelfrüh. The beer has got an IBU of 40, which is a pretty good level, and I'm sure it will fit this particular beer assortment well, no doubt. Just like last week's beer review, this beer assortment is owned and brewed by the de Ranke Brewery. The de Ranke Brewery use only whole hop cones when brewing their beers. That is their trademark that differentiates them from other breweries. This beer is brewed with the infusion method and it has been dry hopped for 4 weeks. The beer is then going through a post-fermentation in the bottle, which gives the beer its carbonation. The expiration date on this particular beer is November 2024. Today, it is late September 2023. The Guldenberg beer assortment comes in a size 33 centiliters, i.e. about an 11 liquid ounces bottle. The one folded bottle label is mostly white and marine blue in color. There is an arch-like monument gate on the label, Just like the triumphal arch, or arc, I don't know. The label spells Guldenberg with golden letters. This beer is not a permanent assortment at Systembolaget, but is a temporary assortment. The Guldenberg costs 30 kronor at Systembolaget. That is about $2.70. That is 98 cents per every 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature on this beer assortment is, according to Systembolaget, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 50 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Guldenberg has got an 8% ABV level. 8%. How about the experience then? a very good Pilsner aroma, but it's not a Pilsner. Let's see here. I do have the right beer. Yes, I do. Guldenberg. It's got a, let's see. About a 4 fingers tall head. And it's golden yellow in color. I can see my fingers through the glass right now anyway, but maybe not later when I poured up the rest. First impression. I like it very much. It's rich, well rich. But let's see. It's so strong. It's I don't think it's that they poured liquor in it, but it's very strong. So it's almost no. I don't think they have. This is a brewed beer, but it's strong. 8%. It is very strong. I've tried stronger, but. Is it bread-like? Let's see. Well, syrup bread, perhaps. Yeah, I'd say so. It's not very yeasty for a Belgian beer. It's it's malty. Taste on my palate. Hoppy on my palate. But malty on my tongue, the tip of my tongue. Is it sweet or dry? It's sweet. It's made of sugar, from sugar partly. So yeah, it's sweet. It's... both bitter and hoppy. I like it. Is it, let's see here if I can see my fingers through the, no, I can't see my fingers through the glass any longer. It's too blurry. It's cloudy. And it's more golden now. I think, yeah. It's not candy-like. I don't think so. Maybe a touch of it, but perhaps sugary candy. It's not very fruity, but uh, Well, I couldn't say that it's not fruity. I don't know if they have fruit peels in it, like orange peels or something, like tangerine peels. They may have some tangerine peels in it. And is it spicy? Well, I'd say that it is. Is there an undertone on it? Honey-like, perhaps. Yeah. Carbonation level. I don't know yet, but it should be pretty carbonated, well carbonated. I don't think that you can always look at the head, the foam of the beer, and decide that it's carbonized, well carbonized. But this is post-carbonized in the bottle, so it should be very, very well carbonized. And I think it is. It's creamy in a sense. It's smooth. It's smooth anyway. It's not creamy, so smooth. Very smooth. And it's smooth in my throat. And in my mouth, like honey crusted or something. Not crusted, but it's like, it's very smooth. I'll leave it at that. It's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. It's not dark roasted. It's well carbonated. It's not very filtered, I would say. Well balanced, let's see. I think it's well balanced, yes. It's a very good beer. Let's see here if I can find some other flavors that I have on my template here. It's ringing in my phone. Someone is calling me. Honey-like, I already said that. No, tangerine, perhaps, tangerine peels, perhaps, or something. Or apricot, I don't know. It's fruit. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? I grade this beer nine devils out of 10 possible. That's what it gets on any day. Okay, absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines. military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. Biden and the American hostages in Iran. The reason why Biden is unfreezing $6 billion to Iran now is probably because he cannot prevent the bulk of the Iranian oil export anyway. Not right now. By setting a limit for Iranian export of oil that the Iranians are allowed, within quotation marks, to ship out, which I believe he will do at some point. He is calculating on the Iranians to either accept that they can no longer take any more American hostages, or they can capture more Americans and give Biden incitement to start his goddamn long-time wanted war. This lingering inactivity is becoming more and more farcical. What kind of murky wood is Biden made of? This exchange is a $6 billion bait. Between around 20% of all exported oil in the world are shipped out from the countries in the Persian Gulf. Biden cannot stop all Iranian export of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. He hasn't got the means. It would be extremely hazardous, too, for large U.S. sea vessels like aircraft carriers passing through the strait. I mean, yes, he wants a war started by the Iranians, but maybe not at the expense of a modern aircraft carrier. That is why I believe he will set a limit for Iranian oil export, since he cannot avoid it anyway. And not being able to fix the unwanted Iranian oil export would mean that he would come forth looking like he has lost control, like he is weak. By setting the limit at exactly the amount of oil that he expects the Iranians to get away with exporting, he will come forth looking strong, and the Iranians will come forth looking weak. Quote, World Israel News, September 18, 2023. The planned swap, that is U.S. citizen prisoners in exchange for access to $6 billion frozen dollars, has unfolded amid a major American military buildup in the Persian Gulf, with the possibility of U.S. troops boarding and guarding commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of all oil shipment pass. End quote. It is interesting that Riyadh now is leaning towards more Israeli concessions to the Palestinians, and that Biden was the middle hand in delivering these demands to Israel in late August. Quote, World Israel News, WIN, on September 18, 2023. Citing an unnamed Israeli official, the ELAF report claimed that the US had informed Jerusalem of Saudi Arabia's decision to formally pause the negotiations. End quote. Also, this may be a clue to which way the wind blows right now. WIN reports on September 12. Quote, Hamas has a number of models that have a very similar appearance to UAVs in the possession of Hezbollah. And in principle, one can say that the inspiration for them is Iran, he told the Tasbeeh press service. End quote. Iran seems to have wind in sail. In the same September 12 article, it reads, quote, according to Rubin, Iranian knowledge transfers enable local UAV production in Gaza. It is possible that Iran is able to transfer not just knowledge, but also material and parts directly to Gaza, he said, without needing to involve Hezbollah, end quote. So why do the Iranians have wind in sail? In an article in WIN, September 18, we can read, quote, by painting an image of Israel as teetering on the edge of fascism and dictatorship, Netanyahu said, protesters are serving the agenda of Israel's enemies. We are seeing protests against Israel by people aligned with the PLO and Iran, said Netanyahu, end quote. Well, it looks like it is Israel's delicate and extreme looming civil war threatening situation with Israeli leftists clashing with Netanyahu in recent months that may explain Iran's strengthened stance towards Israel. Riyadh is just reacting to that. This whole Middle Eastern thing is an ongoing power struggle between adversaries from near and far. WIN reports on September 15 that Palestinians suddenly have grown a couple of ears. Quote, Palestinians say Al-Aqsa is in danger as over 50,000 pray at Western Wall on eve of Jewish New Year. Palestinians are complaining that Jewish prayers can be heard all the way to the Al-Aqsa Mosque and are using a video of the prayers to support their narrative that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is in danger, Telegram blogger Abu Ali Express reports, end quote. But this needn't be causal, since the Palestinians in particular have a tradition of stirring up in the cauldron, and they don't need any help in their antagonizing of Israel or Israelis. But, come on, surely Jewish prayers have been heard every Jewish New Year by at least nearby localized Palestinians in and around the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Wailing Wall and the Al-Aqsa Mosque are but 1 minute from each other by car. And the sources for this are Ezer Ekot and World Israel News, WIN. Continuation on this show. I want to make a stand. Here is where I draw the line. This couple of weeks, three like-minded articles appeared in the United with Israel and World Israel News. September 12 in UWI and September 18 and September 20 in WIN, WIN. This is the headline of the first article in UWI. A not very controversial article, but it gives a clue to what is happening and who they expect to be fighting with them in the war against Iran. We're two of the like-minded smart countries, Netanyahu tells visiting British Foreign Secretary. And this is the headline in the September 18 article in WIN. Well, it's a video. Watch. 19th century synagogue reopens in Budapest. And this is the headline in the September 20 article in WIN. Turkey's Erdogan discusses Israel-Saudi peace deal in first ever meeting with Netanyahu. If you go to bed with the devil, you will wake up in hell. Israel is treading a very dangerous road right now. But we won't be the ones delivering their deadliest blow. They are in for a war, and they will get a war. But we won't be the ones fighting them. Israel has chosen to go against God. God will be the one fighting them. Israel is not a God country. Sweden is the God country now. Israel wants their war against Iran. Sweden doesn't seek a war. That is why God is on Sweden's side. That is why God isn't on Israel's side. romancing both the historically anti-Semitic Hungary and the anti-Semitic Turkey, two countries linked to the Swedish NATO process in a detrimental way for us. It is very suspicious. If Benjamin Netanyahu seeks confrontation with my country, I will certainly not lay down for him to tread on me or my countrymen and women. Damn women oppressing Middle Easterner. Just remember where I am, Netanyahu, so that you don't tread over the last blurred line to become like the Muslims and target people I care about. If you want to fight me, I'm right here. There is but one Roger Klang in Lund, Scania, Sweden. Where are you, you spineless women oppressor? So what can we do? Israel is keen on keeping good relations with Armenia. But since Netanyahu is romancing Israel's former arch-enemy Turkey, which is also Armenia's nemesis and arch-enemy, it doesn't look like his romance is going to fly in Armenia. Especially not now, with the unrest between Armenians and Azerbaijan taking place. We can start working from there. And the sources for this are World Israel News, United with Israel, and Eser Yekut. My name is Roger Klein. Thank you, and see you later, alligator. At a while, crocodile.